I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, July 4. Coming up, Jamaica urged to strengthen commitment to UN Palermo Protocol. Prime Minister Holness in Grenada for CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, and Tourism Minister welcomes inaugural Eurowings flight out of Germany. The news in detail after the break.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at youth information centers island-wide. For more information, email info@youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978-5347. Nominations close August 31.
Now the news. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett on Monday welcomed the inaugural flight of the Eurowings Airlines at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. Minister Bartlett says the airline will bring 20,524 new seats to Jamaica coming out of Cologne, Germany. He says this will help Jamaica to achieve its goal of having 50,000 visitors to the island from Germany.
So we are drawing from a demographic that has the ability to spend. The good news also is that this series of rotations will bring visitors who are going to spend 2 weeks and more in the destination.
Eurowings is the largest low-cost carrier out of Germany. The flights will operate twice per week on Mondays and Fridays until the end of October. Minister Bartlett says Eurowings will offer a winter service, which will see another 15,000 seats out of the German market. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice Carol Palmer is calling for strengthening of Jamaica's commitment to the United Nations UN Palermo Protocol, which urges signatories to prevent and suppress the incidents of human trafficking. She says government agencies must avoid complacency and redouble their efforts in keeping with the protocol's requirements to ensure Jamaica achieves Tier 1 status in the U.S. State Department's Trafficking in Persons Tape Report. Mrs. Palmer, who heads the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, says the relevant local authorities must endeavor to vigorously prosecute, convict, and punish traffickers, irrespective of who they are.
Those efforts must be complemented by improved investigative work, evidence collection techniques, undercover investigations, effective surveillance, and everything else that each of you can imagine to legally get to a successful prosecution.
In the meantime, NATFATIP will this year push for the publishing of a standard victims protocol and will engage the National Rapporteur on the publication of an annual report. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is in Grenada for the 38th meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. The regular meeting is being held July 4 to 6 under the chairmanship of Dr. Keith Mitchell, Prime Minister of Grenada. Jamaica's participation will provide a platform from which to address the conference on specific issues of national importance, including preparations for the hosting of the World Conference on Tourism, the outcome of the CARIF Forum ministerial meeting, and the outcome of the Caribbean Action 2030 Regional Conference on the Sustainable Development Goals held in June. During the Prime Minister's absence, Dr. Horace Chang, Minister without portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister, will be in charge of government. And former Senator and Minister of Government Carlisle Dunkley has been accorded an official funeral by the government. The service of Thanksgiving will be held at the University Chapel, University of the West Indies, UWI, Mona, on Wednesday, July 5, starting at 10 a.m. Mr. Dunkley, who died on June 21, served Jamaica for more than 40 years in various posts and was a former ambassador to Cuba and special envoy to CARICOM and the Association of Caribbean States. He held the positions of Cabinet Minister, Deputy President of the Senate, and former President of the National Workers' Union, NWU. He also served as Island Supervisor of the NWU in 1972 and later as President of the Union in 1977. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.